Hey all, this is Catherine Saviscus with Liberation Consciousness. Happy Valentine's Day week. I am offering this audio cast to you because I thought it would be really fun timing to give you some new tips and tricks so that you can have a particularly body-centric and sensual week. And so I'm going to talk a little bit about what Ayurveda calls ojas, which is pretty much the life sap that makes us feel juicy. So let's see, how do I want to explain this? So ojas is the health of calm and confidence and patience. And it's sort of the health that the elements of earth and water offer our bodies. They make sort of their most positive presence in our bodies, minds, and hearts by storing up vital reserves, which is really sort of creating our ability to feel juicy. And ojas is, I'd say, like the essence of all of our bodily tissues and fluids. Ojas prevents decay, degeneration, and disease. And it's also sort of the basis for physical and mental endurance and consistency. So things that deplete ojas are age sometimes, or excessive physical motion, or emotional strains and drains, as well as worrying and anxiety-provoking situations and stress, anything sort of extreme or overstimulating. And ojas is also sort of beautifully used in our bodies for fighting off illness, in sex, pregnancy, and birthing. So, you know, in terms of Ayurveda, we really get to use these metaphors quite literally. So much of cultivating ojas involves the actual health of the fluids and mucous membranes that are part of our reproductive organs and our sexual organs, as well as the fluids and mucus that's related to our immune system, also our white blood cells and our lymphs. And all of this leads to our immune strength, vitality, and robustness. So you can think about ojas as being related to also your spiritual and mental healths. Sort of how alive do you feel is also sort of how much ojas are you experiencing right now. Similarly, like how luxurious, sappy, velvety, and glorious does our life feel is also, in my mind, a good way of sort of asking about how is my ojas doing. So things that are sort of similar and on topic are our sexuality and our ability to feel sensual, our ability to be in our bodies and experience our senses, our experience of our own potential, also sort of kind of literally like our radiance. What does our skin look like? And then a little bit more abstractly, what does it feel like to be with us in a room? That's all related to ojas, as is sort of our stress levels or our cortisol levels. When they're high, then we have lower levels of ojas. So that's sort of conceptually what I would say is really important about thinking about calling in sensuality, sexuality, sexual health, sexual vitality, feeling sexy, feeling in your body, feeling present. All of that is somehow related to ojas. And I wanted to share some of the foods. So I know that everybody talks about aphrodisiacs, or at least everyone I know. No, I'm kidding. But I wouldn't really necessarily call these aphrodisiacs. Like when I think of aphrodisiacs, I think of things that are somehow immediately supposed to do something. And I think that this is more foods that awaken your taste and then help to build ojas in all of the holistic and sort of more comprehensive way that I just described. So you can think about eating these foods in sort of like an intentional, ahead of time, really wanting to go through a phase of intentionally building your ojas in your life. But some of them are also, you know, it's up to you, your own interpretation about whether you think they're sort of sexy foods. So the first one are dates. So they're fun, you know, they're easily portable and they're sticky and they're sort of ideal because they have a lot of natural sugar in them. And you can put some other ojas building foods in them. So if you break them open and take the seed out, there's like the tiny little cavity, and you can put ghee, which is clarified butter that is can be produced in sort of a sacred ritualistic way. I think of ghee as being highly sacred, and it's an ideal gift. So you can put some ghee, you could make some ghee and then put it into your little date. Another option is to put tahini. So sesame is also seen as being a really essential ojas builder. And it's also considered very balanced and balancing. And on top of the ghee or tahini, you can add cardamom or cinnamon. Those would be really delicious add-ons. Also salt, sea salt, just makes it extra bonus good. And what was the other one I wanted to say? So dates, honey. Oh, there we go, honey. You can put honey on the, it might be a little bit actually too sweet. So yeah, maybe think about how would you like to consume some honey intentionally this week. If you know of any spices that you're intentionally trying to bring into your life, you could make for yourself a little small jar of honey with those ground spices in it, and then take a spoonful once or twice a day. Ojas builder right there. And then the last one that I wanted to share is almonds. Almonds! And if you soak them overnight, I really like to do that, then that sort of removes the bitters from the skin. And they are considered to sort of be really good nurturers and nourishers, especially because it's so dense. Yeah, so, you know, think of those foods this week. Maybe cook for them, cook for yourself with them. Call them in however feels good to you. And, you know, also I wanted to say that, like, the way that we all approach actually purchasing and making and presenting and eating these foods or any of the foods, those practices can be devotional to ourselves, to love, to our bodies. And ojas, creating ojas, really, it begins with our intention and with our way of interacting with food. So even if you choose not to, you know, bring these foods that I just talked about into your life this week, you can ask yourself to cultivate a very ojas feeling, you know, sap of life feeling with your process and your relationship to your food. So the way that you buy it, the way that you make it, you know, how you present it even, you can make it just sort of more special. And then the way that you actually eat it, slowly, intentionally, with love and appreciation and really savoring and eating slowly enough that, you can't see my fingers, but I'm like, I don't know if you can hear that. I'm just moving my fingers together so that you can just really feel all that it is offering you. Each bite is full of offerings. Similarly, if you choose to make ghee this week, you can do it in a way that really, you know, where you put intention into it so you can sing, you can chant. If you have mantras, you can share those, or if you don't actually feel like vocalizing, you can choose some special music. So that's also a way to really make food and ghee, an ojas building experience for yourself, and devotional, and a bigger process. So also I wanted to talk about two of the other senses that we have, right? So we just sort of spent a little bit of time with mouth and taste. And I'm not going to give you any advice for, you know, sound or sight. Those are things that you can choose to take care of yourself independently, a little independent study. How do you want to focus on sound and sight in this week of focusing on your body and sensuality? I do want to throw out there for nose and smelling that if you haven't ever done a neti pot in your nostrils and through your sinuses, that would be a really nice self-care way to open up the possibilities of smelling and having a smell-centric week. And if you have, then you can do that this week if you want to. I like to do it in the shower, so I have it actually, you know, just like by the shower with my salt. And that is a way for you to experience smell. And also, you know, in terms of touch, in Ayurveda, oilinating the body, I think I've talked about this before all the time in my life, I guess, but it's called Abhyanga. It's just the self-care practice of putting oil all over your body. And it is both a good way to, you know, be in your body and experience touch. But it also, when there's skin oil on your skin, it helps us feel safe. So it's also a very calming, de-stressing, stress and anxiety prevention experience and practice. So you can have that, you know, put that on at the end of your shower, either while you're still in the shower, when you get out of the shower, or, you know, make yourself a little bottle of it and a little dropper and carry that around with you this week. It could be really nice. If you're already working with specific essential oils, know that they're very powerful, so make sure that you're doing it extremely intentionally. But you can put it into whatever carrier oil you're choosing to use in the dropper fluid. I like sunflower oil because it's neutral in terms of whether it heats you or cools you. It doesn't do either. So that could be a really nice way to touch in with touch. And let's see, what else? In terms of creativity, you know, so think about how you might want to be creative this week. You know, this is a week where we often get, you know, bopped over the head a bazillion times by a freaking Hallmark or, you know, at the grocery store, they have all of the hot pink things, which I actually kind of like to look at. But, you know, how do you want to be creative this week? Do it your own way. You know, an ojas, I'd say, is sort of our storehouse of creative energy and our latent reserve to draw upon in terms of stored creative potential. So maybe sit with the question, what kind of body-centric creativity do I have that I want to tap into this week? What are some new ways that I want to tap into that creativity? Emotionally, I'd say that ojas is related to peace, like inner calm, self-love, and contentment. So, you know, throw that into the mix of things that you might want to try to conjure in your week. And then also, you know, just in terms of our immune system, I just wanted to make the final point sort of circling back, that our immunity and our immune system and white blood cell strength is totally foundational in OGIS and our ability to be in our body and feeling positive and, you know, radiant and experiencing our own potential and experiencing our sexuality. So anything that you currently have in your box of tools and tricks for building your immune system, this would also be a really great week to focus on that. So that's what I wanted to tell you, trying to keep it not epically long. And then I also wanted to share that if you are curious, or if you have a sweetie or a bestie that you think would be curious in learning additional bonus tips and tricks that would be unique and specific to your body, I'm also going to be offering 30-minute mini sessions this week that you can gift as Valentine's, either to yourself or to someone else. So if you're feeling like being Cupid, my website has the link. And please let me know, you know, if you have any questions or the things you want me to follow up on. I love hearing from folks so that I have a sense of what might be good for me to talk about in the future. And I hope that you have a super juicy OGIS building, OGIS experiencing week. Love on yourself a lot, and big hugs from me. Okay, bye.